From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the nightclub assault in Istanbul New Year's Day that left 39 dead, mostly foreigners, and wounded dozens of others. It said the attack was in retaliation for Turkey's presence in neighboring Syria. Turkish authorities searching for the lone gunman have arrested 8 suspects.
8 kişi gözaltındadır ve bu anlamda da
Deputy Prime Minister Numan Kurtulmaz told reporters Monday authorities have obtained the fingerprints and basic description of the gunman and expressed confidence his identity will be established soon. American businessman William Jacob Rick was one of those who survived Sunday's attack.
All I can say is it's a massive tragedy. This is very unfortunate. This is a very good country, and it's so unfortunate that this is happening to you guys. And I really feel for everybody here. For me, I wake up in the United States, I eat breakfast. You guys wake up and have to think of this. It's so sad. And I really wish everybody here the best.
Rake, a 35-year-old businessman from the state of Delaware, was shot in the leg, the only American casualty in the New Year's Day attack. 2 more Gambian radio stations have been ordered closed, the second and third to be shuttered in recent days amid an ongoing political standoff in the West African country. The reason for the closures remains unclear. President Yahya Jammeh reversed himself and refused to accept his December 1st defeat at the polls to opposition candidate Adama Barrow. The Gambian leader cited numerous voting irregularities and is demanding a new election. He's also rejected mediation by the regional economic bloc, ECOWAS. Mr. Barrow proceeding with inaugural plans January 19th. This is VOA News. In Baghdad, at least 24 people were killed, dozens wounded by a car bomb that Islamic State said had detonated. The blast occurred at a market in the Shia Sadr district. There was also an attack on a police station in the northern city Samarra by gunmen wearing suicide vests. The attacks occurred as French President François Hollande visited Iraq, vowing Islamic State would be beaten. The French leader met with Iraqi leaders before traveling to the autonomous Kurdistan region. He also visited French troops, telling them their efforts against Islamic State in Iraq are preventing terror attacks at home. Police have questioned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in an investigation over allegations he received gifts from businessmen while in office. The Haaretz newspaper said the decision was authorized by the country's attorney general, who decided there was enough evidence to warrant a criminal probe. Mr. Netanyahu insists he did nothing wrong. President-elect Donald Trump used his Twitter account again Monday to take aim at North Korea after its leader Kim Jong-un said Pyongyang is in the last stage of preparing a test of an intercontinental ballistic missile. Mr. Trump said it won't happen, a reference to any such missile reaching the U.S. territory. Cedric Layton is an international risk assessment expert and former Air Force intelligence officer.
I think that the North Korean leader was very clearly indicating that, what their path forward was. And Mr. Trump took the opportunity to warn the North Korean leader that any action that would result in the development of an intercontinental nuclear-capable ballistic missile would result in some kind of retaliatory action on the part of the United States.
The president-elect also took aim at China, who he said benefits from what he called one-sided trade with the U.S., but not helping out with North Korea. The Montreal-based International Civil Aviation Organization, a U.N. group, said global passenger air traffic increased last year by 6%, fueled in part by low-cost carriers. Jeffrey Thomas operates the airline ratings.com website.
One thing seems to be constant. Air travel continues to grow as airfares continue to decline, particularly in relation to average weekly earnings. It's never been cheaper to fly than it is today.
A total of 3.7 million passengers were transported by air last year. A computer malfunction at several U.S. airports Monday caused long delays as travelers returned from the long Christmas New Year's holiday. The technology disruption affecting the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency. SpaceX plans to return flights to deploy satellites in orbit next week after an investigation into why one of its rockets burst into flames on a launch pad 4 months ago. It was determined a tank failed in a larger second-stage liquid oxygen tank. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.